I'm Harriet Jones for WNPR News. As General Electric becomes a Massachusetts company, the health of Connecticut's economy is once again coming into question. But the indicators are mixed. We all knew it was coming, but the formal departure of GE's headquarters for its new Boston base was still a melancholy marker for the Nutmeg State. And it wasn't the only sour note this week. Governing magazine piled on, marking the state's economy 42nd among the 50 states. Yet recent employment figures do show improvement. Last month, the state added 3,000 jobs in the private sector, and wages have also risen slightly in recent reports after a period of stagnation. Heather Ziegler is managing partner for Deloitte in Stamford. She says the state is doing some things right, encouraging high technology industries and fostering entrepreneurship.
But what I think is most effective, and one of the challenges at the same time, is getting individuals with the right skill sets interested in staying in the area and staying in Connecticut versus moving on to the larger metropolitan areas that we are right between.
She says initiatives like urban development, making cities walkable and building housing downtown, help make the state more attractive to young, skilled millennials.
That's a perception and a change, and cultural change is hard, but I think we're seeing pockets of that.
And that's just one element. Equally important, says Ziegler, is providing the right kind of training for the jobs that some companies are finding increasingly hard to fill. She sees signs that higher education is responding.
We're seeing new degrees growing in some of the schools around analytics and different aspects of analytics. Even in the professional services field, we're seeing audit analytics as, you know, another minor that you can have that the schools are growing.
She says businesses must also work to promote the training they need to keep ahead of technological change in the workforce if Connecticut is to remain relevant and its economy improve.